The Lord is truly with us, heart dwellers. And we have turned a very big corner, dear ones. The judgment has been held back by sincere repentance and prayer. We've conditionally been given more time. We are a very small support group for heart dwellers, but five or more of us have been going through hellish warfare, intercessory prayer for the nations, and on the edge of sudden life-threatening illnesses that manifested and then let up and manifested again and let up over and over again for about a week. And I mean life-threatening illnesses. We've been praying and repenting for the world, and if our little handful has been doing this, imagine how many around the world are also doing it. And today we have turned a corner. The Lord has said that as long as prayer, fasting, and repentance is on the schedule daily, we can continue moving forward without everything around us being nuked. This is conditional. If prayer and repentance continue, so do we continue. So do our children and grandchildren continue and still have another chance at repentance and coming to the Lord. So does the world continue. And change is coming to the world. Change for the better. But if we slack off, things could go south overnight. So press in, dear ones. Press in. Today, my worship time was extraordinarily sweet as we danced in a large formal ballroom. Jesus looked so very real and so much like the portrait he's painting through me, which is almost done, by the way. Catching glimpses of his presence, he looked and felt so real. I was amazed to look into his eyes that were beaming with love that just took my breath away. How precious, how beautiful, and how excellent is your love, Lord. Thank you for the most beautiful time. How wonderful is your love, like a fine wine whose flavor never fades, like living waters that immerse you in heaven. How sweet is your company, and how extraordinary that you love me this way. Jesus, Jesus. To worship you is such a privilege, such an extraordinary privilege. Oh, Lord, be with those whose faith is being repressed. Please be with those. And when I said that, I was thinking of Russia and that current law that had been passed. Jesus answered me, yes, freedom of religion, freedom to worship. Oh, Claire, it's not this way in the world. In many places, you cannot worship this way. You do not have the freedom to be with me. Paranoia is a daily cloud that descends on people who live in this kind of environment. They never know who is watching or who will report them. Communism is so terribly repressive, and taking away a man's freedom to worship me is a serious offense before heaven. And I know that communism supposedly has fallen in Russia, but I also know that there continues to be serious repression there. It's still alive. In fact, it's spread all over the world. The Lord continued, this was done maliciously because of the many conversions to Christianity that is not Orthodox. Making it a state law gave it the clout to repress all who do not worship in Orthodox churches. I never intended this. It's counterproductive to a healthy government as well, since the people do not have the freedom to gather and pray for their leaders. Jealousy is behind this move, but it will only cause the underground church to grow. Persecution always leads to more conversions. People who make these laws have very little spiritual understanding. It will not snuff out the evangelicals, Rather, it will cause them to blossom. I have not advised this move, obviously, and my hope was that these different faiths could coexist without turmoil. But herein is the problem, not only in Russia, but all over the world. There has always been an underground church in Russia, since communism was installed. There have always been believers who met in the forest, and now will be no different. Even when Russia was supposedly free of this, it still went on because of jealousy and infighting. You have seen how brutal people can be when they don't approve of your faith. The accusations without cause, without substance, without sense. I do not want to speak here of the punishment of those who repress the faith of others. But know that it is severe. Rather, I want to talk about the measures I will take to offset this evil. Dreams and visions, visitations and encounters with me will replace the approval of men. This is the substance of the faith, Claire. Belief in me, in who I am, a personal and affectionate relationship without losing respect or the fear of God. I cultivate this in the souls that cry out for me, whether they be Muslim or Orthodox. I answer the deepest needs of every man, woman, and child, and need not the approval of men. It's different in your country, so far, although that will be changing, not in Mr. Trump's presidency, but despots that will come after him. I was a little surprised when he said that because he hadn't spoken of him winning the presidency. Jesus continued, "Yes, I intend to see him all the way into the White House. I intend to bring down wicked structure and wicked laws that have effectively put an end to this nation. I will answer these prayers. I need these prayers to proceed. I don't care if it's just an ejaculatory prayer such as, 'Oh God, protect him and his family.' The simpler the better. I will answer it. And when the multitude cries out in prayer for him, shall I not answer with abundant protection? Yes, the Christian leaders of this country have planted themselves around his candidacy, his nomination, and his election. No matter how hard the enemy tries to stop him, as long as prayers are being cried out for him, I will uphold and advance him. You will meet with scorn and contempt from people for your stance, but understand they have scales on their eyes and are blinded to the reality of the satanic government they voted in." Wow, Lord, those are pretty strong words about the government being satanic. Well, they only describe the reality, the hidden reality, of what these people believe and practice in secret. It is more terrible than you can imagine. It would make the worst sinner blush with shame. But a tree is known by its fruit, most of which has been written into hidden laws and is the groundwork for a dictatorship. If these laws were to come into practice, it would be too late for the voting public to change them. Everything has been done in secret, under the cover of a better way, and the undiscerning are totally blind to the content of these laws. I intend to change that, Claire. I intend to put this man in office and pull down the rotten structure that has eroded the rights of all American people. But I will need a lot of prayer and sacrifice, fast offerings, in order to accomplish this. And you cannot afford to fall into complacency for 1 minute, or the game is over. So I am calling you, my people, to arm yourselves with patience and fight the good fight. I'm on the side of what is right." Some of you guys have complained that Jesus never got involved in politics. And that's been my stance until Donald Trump became a candidate. I deliberately ignored the scriptures that advise us to take responsibility for who is elected. I was lazy, and I didn't want to bother to discern these things. But I must say the Lord also told me not to get involved, and I had read some books and knew that there's a lot of corruption. And, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's like it didn't matter who you elected. They all bowed to the ruling elite. But now this is different. We have a chance at restoration. And here are a couple of scriptures that I found to encourage us to be prayerful for our government. 1 Timothy 2:2, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and those in authority, so that we may lead tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, that they may offer acceptable sacrifices to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Jeremiah 29:7. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. Jesus continued, this has been lacking in your life and the lives of others. People forget or fail to understand that I do indeed respond to these prayers with mighty angels to effect change. Government is important to me for the very reasons I began this message with you. Leaders are not just to safeguard the economies and physical safety of their citizens, but also the spiritual welfare of the people. And when that is repressed, the nation begins to crumble and the civilization begins to deteriorate. So if you want to live long in the land, you must keep the spiritual life healthy, the family life healthy, the conscience of the people healthy. When you pray, I do all these things. There is a still small voice that comes to the legislators in private that warns them they are going in the wrong direction. I get their attention, but the voice of the ruling party is much louder. And unless they have great integrity, they snuff out their conscience and do what they're told. This is what you now have in your Congress and Senate. This is the result of carelessness and preoccupation with position and wealth. I aim to change that so that men and women who have participated in writing certain laws will look back on their mistakes and correct them. This is America's only hope. The governing bodies must cooperate with the president, and the people must pay attention to who they elect into those positions. Mr. Trump has quite a job before him, but I am with him, and he will not fail, at least in my eyes. Others will disagree, but in the long run they will see the wisdom in his moves. The greatest obstacle he will face, besides the threat of assassination, are the corrupt elected officials. But even there, I will give him an advantage. There are so-called closet Christians who hate what's been done to this country, and they will begin to stand up and make their voice count. But Lord, what about all these cataclysms that we're expecting? He replied, I have stepped in and changed a few dates. I am sovereign. You serve a God who is subject to no one, and what I choose to do will stand, while what man chooses to do shall be utterly frustrated. But as I said earlier, everything depends on the prayers of the people. Forgive me, Lord, but certain people have said that none of these calamities would happen. Were they speaking your voice or their own? Everything, every single thing has depended on prayer and repentance. Those of you, my voices, who have spoken of doomsday and such things, have been given utterance by the Holy Spirit to warn my people that their ways are bringing down judgment on them. When a nation repents, when a world repents, that is when mercy is given. You have not prophesied falsely. You have been a voice crying in the wilderness, "Repent and prepare the way of the Lord." It is this unanimous voice that has cried out and been heard by my Father. Repentance always brings mercy, always. There are a few who believed this would happen and foresaw the delay. There are many who didn't want to hear anything negative, so they blocked out my messengers, pretending they were in error. That is not my way. Ignorance is never my way. Ignorance is never bliss. It is disastrous. But enough have woken up and seen the writing on the wall that there is at least continuing prayers and repentance, forestalling judgment. As long as these prayers and petitions and acts of repentance are being offered, the judgment will be delayed. Different nations will be judged with natural calamities, visited by extreme weather conditions and other natural events that will get their attention. The bottom line, everything is in my hands, Claire. Everything. Nothing will be permitted that I have not allowed. How sure is the delay of the judgment? It is based only on prayers, my dear one, only on prayers. As long as they are offered, things will continue to turn around. I know what you're thinking, dearest. Shame on you. I was accusing myself and afraid of saying anything definitive in case I wasn't hearing the Lord, and this really hurt him. Jesus continued, I am quite serious in everything I've said here. It is prayer and repentance that has stalled the judgment for now. There are still souls in this world that have the lion's share of a cross to carry, and more are joining their ranks every day, as it becomes obvious that prayer is working. I know you're trying to be faithful without leaving yourself a back door, but that isn't necessary, Claire. What I have said is the simple truth. No need to cover for anyone or anything. Prayer and repentance have triumphed for now. Continue on. My precious heart dwellers, lift your cross. Carry it with dignity. Move forward with plans and do not be dismayed by doom and gloom from other sources. I am telling you all, repentance, as long as it continues at this rate, has made the decisive difference. If that should change, you'll know about it. Stand against wickedness. Support what is good. Do not waste time on this story and that story. Rather, get busy with your contribution so that my kingdom may come and my will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Come to me if this is just too much for you to handle, and I'll help you get your bearings, as well as arm you with new graces and even callings. Continue to pray for Mr. Trump and his family. Continue to cover them and cry out to me for protection and mercy. Continue to pray for Russia, China, North Korea, and other great countries. And please, do not grow weary with the crosses I send you. Carry them, knowing that they are indeed making a tremendous difference. I will comfort you, dear ones. I will comfort you and give you a new life. Come to me.